So we're going to bring up our top three accelerator teams. We'll get some insight into what's ahead of all these for all these teams as well when we bring Chris McCann from Groupthy up in a little bit. And we'll also invite our judges up on stage in a bit to kind of share their pieces of advice to give all their teams a scene today. But to start with, if we're ready, we are going to start with the accelerator first team, the team from the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. Welcome, Verbatim Signers. And I hope you guys enjoy the rest of the afternoon.
Good evening. I am Teresa Scaife, and I'm also a computer analyst for Arkansas School for the Deaf. When I first arrived at my place of employment, I stepped onto the campus, and immediately a student approached me, and he said, "Help me, please." I had to redirect that student because I wasn't proficient enough in sign language. I can't relate to you enough how much it ills me inside when I cannot communicate effectively with my students. They really do inspire me. And I really truly believe that our product is the antidote to effective communication.
Hi, I'm Alec Crow. Communication is a huge problem for many deaf people. 1 in 20 Americans are deaf, but a very minute fraction of Americans actually know sign language. It's somewhere around 0.16%. And so this makes it very difficult for a lot of these, the deaf community to talk with hearing. So this creates a lot of problems as far as integration in schools, hospitals, even just regular shopping, because they don't have the ability to communicate effectively what they need to say. And this is why around 60% of deaf college students have to drop out of school, because they don't have the necessary technology to succeed. So we came up with a solution to help these people by using the Kinect to actually interpret and translate sign language into written and spoken text. So what the Kinect allows us to do is track the user's skeleton so we can find the position of their hands and watch their movements. And we can use this to match against a database and predict their signs. So here's an example of our program actually working. Like any good programmer, we started with "Hello World." and then we started moving on to others. We're working on expanding the dictionary even more to create a larger vocabulary for our users to have. And we're also working on newer technologies to kind of learn the user's profile and create a type of predictive messaging. That way it'll become more efficient and more effective. There's not a lot of competition in this market right now. There's currently nothing to allow the deaf to communicate with sign language to the hearing. There are other technologies such as iCommunicator that allow the hearing to type into a computer, and it'll use a 3D model to kind of sign to the deaf user. But there's nothing really to go the other way around. And then you have products such as the online dictionaries that allow you to go and look up signs. But this is really cumbersome if you're trying to have a one-to-one conversation with someone. So our product kind of takes the best of all these features and combines it into one easy-to-use and cheap product. So we're planning on marketing our software at $29.95 per license. We really want to be able this to be accessible to everyone because we really want to help people. We also plan to offer a yearly license fee for $34.95 that'll provide maintenance and software assurance so our users can always be up to date and have the help they need. In case the user doesn't have the Kinect, we're also going to provide a bundle for them so they'll be able to get all at once everything they need to have their virtual translator come to life. Our primary market is going to be pretty much any public institutions. Just a conservative figure we found, there are over 18 million places, including universities, hospitals, courthouses, etc., that could benefit from our product. This has the potential to be a billion-dollar industry. But that's a little big right now. So instead, we're going to use our resources. Since Teresa actually works at the Arkansas School for the Deaf, we're going to start out targeting the 52 deaf schools located in the United States. They meet on a monthly basis and discuss the various technologies they have and ways that they're improving their educational systems and communication with others. So this will be a really great way for our product to get some initial traction and spread. Moving forward, we're just asking for around $20,000 investment to continue our research and help with some of the marketing to get started. We would also like help with any connections getting into various universities and other places where we can test our product. Just a little bit more about our team. Teresa Scaife, she has a lot of experience working with the people who are benefit most from our product, and this has been really beneficial for us for moving this forward. And then me personally, I have a lot of experience working with the Kinect and developing several different types of applications. And then we have Zach and Corey, who are our front-end and back-end guys. And so together, we create a very diverse and a really great team. And if you would like to help us, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Great, guys. We have a few minutes for a question and answer from the judges.
Hi there. Thanks for the presentation. So just so I'm clear, the product helps me learn to learn the language.
It can. Our primary objective is to allow the deaf to be able to communicate with the hearing. So they would basically stand in front of the Kinect and they could sign whatever they wanted to say, and the hearing person would be able to either read or hear as the computer speaks it.
Okay. And are you adding gamification into that?
Yeah, that was a future plan we had to kind of create a little, you know, side off of this, a little tangent to allow users to be able to, you know, play a game. We plan to have different difficulties for age so you can learn sign language. Because actually, only around 10% of the people who are deaf were born that way. The other 90% became deaf later in life. So we see that as another large market.
So, okay, so it's for them to learn how to sign language. Great. Cool.
This would be something perfect for like a Kickstarter campaign or something. Because you're going to have like a small, tiny portion of the population, but they're going to be super passionate about this. Mm-hmm. And if it actually helps them out or it actually helps them learn the stuff, like they're going to be freaking in love with this. So I say you should just throw something up there, like find a couple, even people from like the school that'll help out before, like just give a little bit, whatever, so you have some like social proof in there. Mm-hmm. This is something you could totally like super easily.
Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.